HCAT, mobile.
Friday, KN4 TFW.
And hope you're having a good start to this cold, rainy Friday.
Doing pretty good, can't complain.
Get to get up and enjoy another day of work, right?
Yeah, that's right. Man, my mic, the gear, sometimes when you match it in, it doesn't do it, but it acts like it's just cold.
Cold and wore out after all these cold mornings we put it through.
You think it'd last longer than 6 years, though, right?
Never know. I mean, my ICOM mic, the cord on it didn't last 4 years. So, it is what it is. And it will break.
You're right about that.
Plans for this weekend?
And my son from Michigan is supposed to be coming in tomorrow morning for his brother's surprise birthday party. Stepdaughter, and so that'll be nice. Unfortunately, leaving to go back on like Sunday afternoon, so I won't get much time with him, but a little bit is better than nothing.
I have already learned you got to take what you can get.
Get older and start their own family, and then you have to take what you can get for sure.
They're, 8-10 hours away.
That's right. I gotta talk to his girlfriend, see if next year he'll turn 50. So if she's having a surprise party or something, I'd like to be included in it.
Your trip up north, KO4HKX.
For that, I need to schedule with him a trip out to Colorado to spread his brother's ashes. He wanted to do it with me. We just got to get together on it.
It'd be something to share together.
They coming home up there in a Lyman on Wade Hampton Boulevard. There was a Dodge pickup. He must have been stopped at the red light because he was stopped in the center of the lane. The wheel was off and it. The bumper on the left side was right down on the ground. It's like he stopped and it just fell off.
Possible. If he had them big old aftermarket wheels on there, he didn't get it tight or it worked loose. And then he just kept driving when he noticed the wobbling. So you never can tell anymore.
Breakfast or work?
Work.
Copy that.
I did find out I get to take as much time off during the 2 weeks the students aren't there that I want to.
Pretty good deal. That's better than your last employer.
Something else.
I hear you.
Don't get to take any time off?
Off from Christmas Eve all the way to the 5th.
You going anywhere or just hanging out around the house?
Just hanging around the house on that. It was a, use it or lose it type deal on that. Susan's probably got to work, several days after Christmas anyway, so.
Can meet up and have dinner with everybody again, see if we can work that out.
Be nice. I know we're down for it.
The wife's schedule is, but I'm pretty sure she will be able to come and, we'll see what we can do.
Expecting any winter weather up there?
Hands of it. Last night and this morning. But it's just above freezing. It's like 35 degrees up here and mist and rain.
Calling it 41 and mist and rain, but the news was saying 39 feels like 33.
Up here. For sure, but I hadn't seen any icy spots or anything yet.
Like there's a motorcycle behind me.
Need to be out on a motorcycle.
I thought it was. It's a car with just one headlight, and that he just way over to the right hand side made me think he was a motorcycle. I used to have a supervisor that he rode his every single day, no matter what the weather was. BMW touring bikes or whatever, and yeah, he had a rain suit and all kinds of stuff. It didn't matter what the weather was, and he'd had a bad wreck on it, was out for months, but then went right back to riding it.
That's what concerns me about riding one on the road at all, even up here. I got some buddies that are trying to get me to do the adventure ride trails, roads over the East Coast here with them, where it's some road and mostly dirt road. I don't know if I even want to do that.
The chances of getting hurt pretty high, and we, at our age, it takes a little while to recover from it.
I'm already noticing it's taking longer to recover from things. Doing this tomorrow evening, working the Christmas parade in Hendersonville.
I don't know if it's supposed to rain up there or not. I thought it was clearing out tomorrow afternoon.
The weather keeps changing for Saturday so much that I am waiting till it gets here. One day I look, it's supposed to snow. The next day, nothing. Then rain, then nothing again. I'll wait till it gets here.
Definitely a lot worse at predicting the weather with all the technology.
No, roger that. Seems to me like the old guys that learned how to predict it themselves did better at predicting it than the younger ones now, where they're relying on AI and computer modeling.
Totally agree with you on that one.
Guys and all that, you know, it could be great, but where everybody's using it as a substitute to learn or do it themselves, it's not good.
Our company tries to push you into that for making reports and doing all kinds of stuff.
Companies are already finding out that they're having to go back and try to figure it out again, do it without it.
I mean, you can recognize right off the bat, nobody, you know, it was a computer that did it. And kids today, they're not learning anything because they, you know, they just rely on the computer. Heck, they can't even do simple math if the cash register's down.
See, they ain't been able to do that for a few years, KO4HKX.
I know that's right. How much they're supposed to give you back because they've got that blank look on you. Heck, they don't even know if you told them right or not.
Funny just to mess with them sometimes. Coming in on Fridays anymore?
Typical days now are Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. But he had to go in on Wednesday because of, I guess it was everybody that had the birthday in December had to show up. And then he was supposed to work yesterday, but he didn't. So I don't know if the weather was bad up there by him and he stayed home, or when the kids were sick or what. But yeah, his regular days are Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
I'll have to try back in the swing of everything when everybody's coming and going.
Andrew's in here on a Friday, but I don't hear him.
Hanging out there listening.
Like out here at the plant, we got some projects coming up, some major additions getting ready to start, but they'll take a couple of years to work out.
At least job security for now.
Right now we're having issues with, like, not enough storage space for raw chemicals, and then there's delivery issues, and it keeps messing up your production schedule.
It's tough when that happens.
I was to go taking my son shooting for his birthday, and then Saturday afternoon.
Do that at?
Go over to sharpshooters right there on Rutherford Road.
Y'all got all those indoor places. But Ken, here comes my son, so I'm gonna jump out of here. Good to talk to you this morning. And be careful the rest of the way in, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. And if not, enjoy the birthday party this weekend. KO4HKX, I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
All right, 7-3, Patrick. You have an awesome, safe day out there. Be good, and we'll catch you later. KN4, KFW.